Today, I'm talking to Remo Grasso.
Welcome to Radio Jackie Remo. You are currently training to run the London Marathon on the 27th of April. You are no stranger to running long distances. In fact, I believe this is your third marathon. But it has a difference in that you are now at the young age of 75. I'm saying young, if you don't mind, because a marathon at any age is an amazing feat. But at 75, it's incredible. You're fundraising for three charities that all support vulnerable people and unpaid carers in Richmond. Can you tell me their names and why you are supporting them? I believe your mum Flora passed away with Alzheimer's and you were caring for her along with your sister.
That's very kind of you to say that. Yes, you're absolutely right. This is my third marathon in many, many years. The last one, well, the first one was 24 years ago, and 3 years later, I ran the New York one. First one was London, and then the New York one for charities that I was helping with at that time. And then I blinked, and 20 years of my life went by, and here I am at this grand age deciding to do another one.
So well done you. You're fundraising for three charities. They all support vulnerable people and unpaid carers in Richmond. Shall we go through the three charities and you can tell me how each individual one helped you with your mum when you were caring for her with Alzheimer's? The first one, I believe, is called Homelink. Shall we talk about Homelink first and why they are on your list of three?
Well, Homelink is a charity here based in Witton, Twickenham. It's a wonderful organisation. It's Homelink Day Respite Centre, and that and it is the name is on the tin there. Clue is on the tin that it's a day centre for the elderly to go to, and the majority of the elderly people who are there do suffer with dementia and physical challenges, but they're looked after wonderfully. It's just the wonderful care that is given there. It really is quite exceptional. I was there this morning volunteering. I'm a volunteer there, and it's wonderful to do what we do. And my mother, I brought her there for many years, and then when she passed, I started volunteering, and I had already been involved with Homelink and doing fundraising for them at that time.
So that's a great thing. You can take your mother there for the day. You can leave her there. You can get out yourself. And in the meantime, she's meeting other people and it's getting her out of the house as well, which is great, isn't it?
Exactly. That's basically what they do. They sort of take over. It's a safe place where you can take your loved ones, and you know they're going to be looked after with love and care. And there's all sorts of things going on, various entertainments and music and dancing and playing bingo and painting and all sorts of things to keep them, to stimulate them. And music, of course, is a wonderful thing, and there's lots of that there.
The next charity is Crossroads Care. So it's your second charity in your three charities. It's a wonderful charity, it's multifaceted and helps unpaid carers look after their loved ones. How did they help you in your situation?
Well, again, well, you've already answered it, really. It was the same thing. Crossroads Cares, Richmond and Kingston based, and that also is a truly wonderful organisation because they're looking after, they're helping to support the un the not the ignored, but certainly often a group of people that are not always thought about, who are the unpaid carers, many of them unpaid, who are looking after those who need to be cared for, the loved ones who need to be looked after. And but they themselves re require that support. And I, for many years, was supported by Crossroads and with staff, their volunteers that who would come and sit with my mother. The whole idea is that they would come and sit with my mother, and which allowed me a precious couple of hours to go out and run around the supermarket and just sit and have a coffee on my own. It was a valuable time, and they were all fantastic. Everyone in that organization. But the right, the carer, her name was Gay, who came more than any of the other carers, but all the staff were wonderful.
And you need to get out as an unpaid carer yourself. If all your day is just wrapped around looking after your loved one, which you feel you should do, You don't have any quality of life yourself, do you?
It is because one becomes more and more insular as time goes on, because you become consumed by the needs of the person you're looking after, and you don't actually realize it's happening when it is happening. It's not till after that person's gone that suddenly a whole new dimension to your life starts again in a way, and it's really having to refocus.
Yeah.
One thing I'd like to mention very quickly, but because it's not just looking after the elderly that Crossroads look after, but they also have another group which I played a small part in setting up, and it's the Men Who Care group, and that's specifically for men. As I was a man looking after my mother, but there's plenty of men looking after their wives and mothers and family members or whatever, and they don't. Maybe it's fair to say that men maybe don't always talk as easily as women do. They don't have that network of friendship. And so we set up this group within Crossroads, and it's a group where the men, male carers, we get together and we'll go out and have a lunch, spend some time together. And Crossroads have invested a lot of time in putting this together, and it works. And I think that the men who go enjoy it, and it's a pleasure to go along and join them, which I still do at times. Same thing also for children. That's another thing. Carers are looking after children.
And were they helpful in terms of finances? Did you find as an unpaid carer you'd had to give up work to look after your mother? I know Crossroads Care signposts many people to benefits that they can claim as unpaid carers and also signposts them to other financial help that they may or may not need.
They do that. I think more now than what was happening when I was being supported by them. With me, it was mainly them just coming in, because I was sort of quite organized in that department and got things sorted out. But I know that what they have done, and I've been there, they've had guests and invited guests and speakers from social services, from different departments of health, and from different organizations who will come in and give a talk to carers, and to help them in all sorts of ways, and even for talk discussing things like funeral arrangements and all aspects of what can happen in the later years.
Your final charity, and you call it your trilogy of charities, is INS Integrated Neurological Services, which supports people with neurological conditions and their carers. Why was their support so special?
I knew of the charity before I thought of this idea of running the marathon. I didn't. I spoke with them on the phone, and they were very helpful. This is going back many years, but I didn't have any more direct contact, because I knew my mother had already been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. I was getting a lot of support from the Alzheimer's Society, but what struck me with INS was how helpful and knowledgeable they were when I did speak with them on that time. And they did then point me in other directions. And I then picked up the gauntlet myself. And what I found was I found the information that I needed. But they work closely and are known very well by Crossroads and by HomeLink. And when I spoke with HomeLink and Crossroads about me running the marathon, they also suggest, and I said I very much would like a third charity. I've got this idea of a trinity of charities. I'd like a third one. And it was they that suggested INS. And I thought that I like the idea of that, because it's so pertinent nowadays with the mental health issues, which 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was not mentioned the way it's mentioned today. And my understanding is that INS does wonderful work in Richmond and Hounslow, supporting all sorts of organisations and charities who need that support with clients who have mental health problems, issues.
Well, you've cleverly answered my next question, which is what how all three charities work together to juxtapose their benefits that they could give you as a charity and not overlap, so they all can work individually, but they can maximize the help they can give you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was it. And I found it seamless. I really did find it seamless at the time, and I'll be forever grateful to all three.
Yeah. So let's turn to you and your trinity of charities that you are running for. How is your training going, and have you experienced any injuries or hiccups along the way?
Yeah, now you're asking difficult questions. I am still standing, moving slowly, but still standing. And I was a little bit, I hate to use the word arrogant because I don't think I was being arrogant at the time, but 20 something years ago, I just got out there and ran. And I was no spring chicken then. I mean, I was already in my 50s. I was 52 and 55 when I did the other two, but it's now 20 years later. But at that time, I just kind of made it up myself, and luckily I did something wrong because I did them both and it was fine and I ran them. But 20 years is something that cannot be ignored, and I'm now taking it much more seriously, and I'm following a training a program. I've got a training app, and which is really difficult to work because I've got to switch off and switch it on and switch it off. But I'm so bad with the technology. I always have to repeat my phrase, a geriatric technophobe, and that's what I am with anything. So these apps kind of really phase me, and this one sometimes plays up. But anyway, I'm doing what they tell me. I can't think of I think I'm doing as much as I possibly can. I can't turn the clock back, but I'm respecting what I have to do, and I'm doing it, and I will crawl it if I have to. I hope not. Nor do I want to stop running. I would like to, I don't want to walk it either. I would like to walk at a very, a running at a very embarrassing pace, but nonetheless, enough that will get me round it. And my final comment on that is that I've already spoken with the London Borough of street cleaning and arrange for them to have a dustpan and brush for me to pick up on the last mile because I'll be following them, cleaning up after them because I'm going to be so. Yeah.
I love your sense of humour, and I don't believe it for a minute. Do you have a target time?
No, I really don't.
You
I don't, I never, I was never interested in times before, and I'm not really interested now. I'm more interested in getting in the funds for the charities. That the reason why I want it, because I don't know if I'll ever do this again. And the reason why I thought, well, this is our borough where we live. These charities support and help the borough so much, and I would love very much to capture the imagination of the borough and to think, well, maybe I'm sure that many people in the borough know of the charities anyway and have already perhaps used them. Or they might think, well, I haven't used them, but I'll maybe need them in 5 years or 10 years' time. So, I'll support them. I'll sling in a couple of quid or whatever. And that's what I would like. I would like to feel, I'd like to support the community with a sense of community.
So well done you. And how can people go onto your fundraising page and put some money towards the charities that you are fundraising for, which is a brilliant cause?
Well, the page is Enthuse. It's Enthuse, the word Enthuse, and it's and that is the fundraising page. I think if you go in there, Remo London Marathon 25 Enthuse, then the page you should be able to find it. And it's all there. All the information, a bit of information about me, about the charities again, and the donate page. It's just like a Just Giving page, and the GoFundMe page. But this one is called Enthuse, and it's the one that the London Marathon TCS London Marathon this year is officially using. So it's the one that we've got to use.
So well done you. I'm sure you're going to absolutely nail it. And I'm sure you won't be following the street cleaners home to the finish line and actually will do a brilliant job.
I'm glad it's going to be the nights are going to be longer. Let's put it that way.
So finally, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Jackie. to tell me about your marathon, your fundraising, and the good causes you're raising money for. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.